Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
The views and opinions expressed in the Golden Boot Podcast are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of the Golden Boot Podcast as a whole.
Y'all ready to get rolling? Quiet on the set. Welcome back. Another episode of Golden Boot in the building. What's going on, my boy?
What's happening with it, bro?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, you just lagging.
Man. Hotel internet. I'm about to have to. Hotel internet, my bad. What's going on with you, my boy?
Man, another day, bro. Everything good on my end. How you doing, bro?
Well, as you can see, it's a struggle. It's a battle. We're going to get through it. God dang. Microphone cutting off and internet running raggedy. But we're going to make it, man. Any day above ground is a good day. We can make it. What's good, Chuck? Chuck called in the other night, man. Checked on you. He was looking for you.
My guy, Chuck. What's good, Chuck?
My bad, man. Trying to get this straight. Man, we got a good one to talk about tonight. We got spring game coming up this Saturday. We got basketball, all kinds of different elements in basketball as far as college basketball. God dang, man. What is going on? I'm finna hurry up and get to this commercial break. Ain't gonna be long enough, though. But man, we lost a legend today. It's a lot of mixed emotions around that for various reasons, but we'll get there. We'll talk about it. But first, you know what we gotta do? We gotta give a shout out to our sponsors over at BetOnline. BetOnline.ag. We'll be back in 1 minute. BetOnline.ag is your number one source for all your sports information, stats, news, and scores. Get the latest odds, lines, and player injury reports for this year's NBA and NHL playoffs. BetOnline is always your sports information headquarters. This season, we have you covered for all your sports wagering needs. We have everything from NBA, NFL, MLB, and NHL to golf, tennis, UFC, and boxing. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to get your betting info, including live betting options and your favorite casino and card games that you can play right from your home. Head on over to betonline.ag today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Be sure to use the promo code BLEAV to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. And we are back. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah.
All right, well, that's good. So if you can hear me, I'm good. Man, we got let's start with the spring game, man. We got spring game coming up. It's kind of the unofficial first look at the team for next year. As we know, especially now with the transfer portal being as hot as it is, college football being as the way it is, this could be a completely different team than what we will see come, you know, August, September. So, but man, thoughts on the spring game? Anything you looking for in particular?
Not really. It's the spring game, so I can't really take too much from it. I mean, we've seen at times the offense look one way in the spring game and come out and look a totally different way in the fall. We've seen the defense look good in the spring and come out and look bad in the fall. We've seen players go off in the spring game, then
disappear,
not do so much during the season. So, I mean, I kind of want to see how Nussmeier look. The backup quarterback situation is interesting between Ricky Collins and AJ Swan. The rotation at DB is interesting. You got a lot of young guys fighting for spots. Maybe the wide receiver who's going to step up behind Kyron Lacy to be wide receiver 2 and 3. But, I mean, it's the spring game. So, I mean, you got to kind of take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, completely agree. I say, you know, sorry, you know, saying expecting. I guess I should have asked, what are you, you know, saying? What are you looking at in the spring game? I agree. Want to see what Nuss looks like. I know the running back. We're not going to see much of the running backs. We're not going to know really because of the depth situation. I want to see for myself in live action what this defensive line actually looks like.
But is it going to be the same? Defensive line from
when it's not, but I still want to. I guess it'll help mine because if they look bad, but it's like, it's like okay, you know. But if it's like terrible, you know, what I'm saying as bad as you know, since some of the stuff I've heard, I want to know what's in my panic meter.
Either way it go, it's not going to be the same guys you line up with. So you're setting up faulty expectations for the season in a sense because. You don't really, you know what I'm saying? Like, they might have four guys, you know what I mean? Like, and I think you just kind of got to, like I said, you kind of just got to take it for what it is and realize this ain't the final product.
That's true. That's true. Trying to see what else I care about. I want to see what and this is going to sound weird. I want to see what the kicking situation looks like as far as that punter.
Yeah,
I don't know how much of that they will see, but I do want to see what the punters look like. I want to see kicking. I know that's going to be different as well. That could possibly be different come fall when what's old man Burrell? I think that's
Yeah, and Burrell.
Yeah, when he comes in, it could be a completely different situation there. So we shall see. But I am interested in seeing what LSU's situation looks like. It might also, I mean, we'll see other teams as well. We're not going to see much of the playbook because I'm sure it's going to keep it vanilla. So,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. You got to just, you just got to take it as a half finished product. It's just something to appease your appetite. You know what I mean? Like,
right. Yeah. With all that said, I'm still excited to kind of see the guys out there, though. Kind of get a quick glimpse. It probably be the first time. The next time we may see them, a lot of us, be on July 19th. July 19th? What's that? What are you talking about? What are you talking about, Pooh Bear? It was announced or has been rumored that July 19th, EA Sports will be dropping, releasing college football 2025. Much anticipated, what, 11 years? Last one was 14.
14, yeah. 10, 11 years, something like that.
Man, I'm so excited, man. I'm extra excited, for reasons. Have my son out there, put him in. Have him starting as a true freshman.
For sure, as you should.
Yeah, until I make him so good and he transfer. Because you know what happened? Man, I never forget, man. True story. I did a creative player. My little cousin was in high school. And he was balling out at quarterback, and I created him in the game. Built him up, you know what I'm saying? Gave him all the accolades. Kind of matched what he, you know, looked like for real. Started recruiting him. He went to Tennessee.
Damn.
So I had to create another player like him and finally got him at my school. Yeah. 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 I'm looking for franchise mode, dynasty mode, or whatever, how they call it, dynasty mode. I wonder what I'll tell you what I don't want in this game. I don't want this to be Madden in college football form.
At this point, I'll take it.
That's fair.
I don't want it, but I'll take it.
Yeah. 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 Because like the comments you just put up from Matt Guidry, it's just been too long for the game, honestly. So, yeah.
At this point, I'll take whatever they're giving me at this point.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you a question. Because we talked about it, it's been 11 years. Players that you wish you could have played with that Joe we missed in that Burrow. Time. I mean, of course, Joe Burrow. Fournette.
Yeah, that would have been fun.
There he is, guys. Yeah, Jaden. Yeah.
I was just trying to think like big picture too, like
yeah, like no, I mean no. I know we naming all the LSU guys, but Trevor Lawrence,
that's a good one. Justin Fields
would have been unstoppable.
Yeah, even like Jameis Winston.
Oh yeah. Technically, didn't we get a year? No, he was a freshman.
Yeah, he was a freshman. So
freshman. Jameis Winston. God, I'm trying to think who else.
I'm trying to think of like some receivers or running backs, somebody like that would have been just like electric. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like you could think of like Waddle and Ruggs and them,
yeah,
or something like that. But or even like that 2019 team would have been ridiculously fun to play with though.
Man, Jalen Hurts. Speaking of that, Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, some of the Oklahoma team. Oh, Baker and Hollywood Brown.
Yes. Yeah, Kyler Murray.
Yeah, Kyler would have been fun.
Yeah. CD Lamb, speaking of wide receivers and stuff. So, I hate D-Lob. I can't stand you right now. D-Lob.
Devontae Smith, yeah.
Says Stetson Bennett.
Devontae Smith would have been fun.
Devontae Smith, yeah. What's good, Tyler? Always appreciate when you come through, my guy. But yeah, those are some things, man. I'm looking for.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm gonna tell you something
on defense.
Patrick Surtain, because that was one I did think about. Surtain, I wonder if Savion Smith, if he would have faked the injury on the game too.
Boy, this dude right here.
I'm just saying. But man, looking forward to the game. Man, I you know what? It's a debate that's been going on lately. I've been seeing a lot, and I want to get your take on it, because a lot of lists I've seen have like a glaring error on it. But top five coaches in college football right now, a lot of lists I've seen, they've done top 10 and stuff. I think it was ESPN did the top 10. No, On3 did the top 10. And I was trying to figure out the metrics of what they used, because it didn't make sense. They had Kirby on there at one. Okay, respectable.
Mm-hmm.
But then they had like I forget who they had at two, but it didn't make sense to me. And then Dabo was at four.
I go like at five. I'll go Ryan Day. At four, I'll go Brian Kelly. Three, Dabo. Hold on, no, scratch that. Put Sark at five, Ryan Day at four. Either one, you can flip flop them if you want to.
All right.
Then BK 3, Dabo 2, what's your boy Smart at 1?
Okay, I like that.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, so and so I can agree with that, because a lot of people, they do one or two things. They either go off rings first, or they go off like teams that are competing every year. Or they go, some like favorites or something. I just don't understand how with On3's list, I couldn't figure out what they were doing, because the rhyme or reason didn't make sense. You had Dabo at four, but then you have guys like Lincoln Riley at like two or some to that effect. Kirby Smart,
Lincoln Riley.
My list, I would kind of be similar to yours. Say what?
I said I forgot about Lincoln Riley.
Me personally, I would have gone Kirby, Brian Kelly. I'm sorry, not Brian Kelly. I'm sorry, Kirby, Dabo, Brian Kelly. Lincoln Riley, then Ryan Day. No, yeah, no. I will swap those. I will put Ryan Day at 4 and Lincoln at 5. So
yeah, me and Matt Gidry got the same one.
Yeah. Danny says, this was the winningest active head coaches, right? No, because if it was winning, okay. So ironically, if it was winningest active head coaches, I think at this point, Brian Keller would be up there. I think Matt Brown would be on this list. Willie Fritz would also be on this. I think Willie Fritz would be on there behind. As funny as that sounds, would be up there behind Dabo. So he brings up Tyler brings up a good point. He says, I agree with Ant. Also could throw DeBoer in there. I don't know if I would throw DeBoer in there yet. I understand. I can see it. I wouldn't throw him in there yet just simply because I feel like it's a little bit of recency bias.
You could say the same thing for Dan Lanning. Like he's on the borderline. He's not quite there, but he's right there on the verge. D Live say, how long before Dabo keep floating?
Yeah.
At the top before he win again.
So that is interesting with that. Clemson has had down years, but they've been 9 and 10 win down years.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not mistaken, outside of this year, they were still winning the ACC.
Yeah. I mean, this year they had a bad year and went 9 and 3. I mean, yeah. 10 and 3 with the bowl win or whatever.
Yeah.
So I mean,
he's so.
I feel like he John Calipari in a way. Like they had success, but they haven't really adapted. But they still get looked at as a great coach because of the success that they had, and the fact that they're still relevant year in and year out. They might not be winning it or contending year in and year out, but they're still relevant year in and year out.
Yeah, that was a great segue, Bato. But D-Law said Deion on the list. God didn't call him to be on this list.
Anyways.
But it's actually a great segue. You talked about Calipari. Well, Calipari made a move. He headed up D-Lob way. Headed to Fayetteville. Take over the Razorbacks.
Genius.
You know what? I was shocked, but not really too shocked. But you say genius. I want you to elaborate on that. But also before you do, I want to say, each and every day, and every time another coach says no to Kentucky, I think it's a hellified move.
We got news on that too, but it's a genius move for one, because the expectations at Arkansas aren't the expectations at Kentucky. You still have high expectations, but not as high of expectations. For two, you're starting over. You're getting a brand new slate. Like if you didn't win next year in Kentucky, you was probably gonna be out of a job. Now, if you go to Arkansas, if you don't win next year, it ain't that big of a deal. You got a little bit of a leash there. You know what I mean? Right. So you're kind of resetting your clock. Thirdly, NIL. Arkansas going to spend more money in basketball than they probably would in football, because they got a better chance to winning it in basketball than they do football. He probably getting $5, $6 million a year on his roster at Arkansas. They got money up in Arkansas. They got J.B. Hunt, Tyson Food, Walmart, Fortune 500 companies. They got all kind of money up there. Jerry Jones money. They got money at Arkansas. And he finna get all of that to go get a team. And so he's going to be able to go get the best high school. He's going to be able to bring in the talent just like he did at Kentucky, if not more talent, because he's got more money than he had at Kentucky. So I think it's a genius move on his part. But he's gonna have to win eventually. Like, right. you can't keep going, you know, first, second weekend of the tournament. You're gonna have to make a Final Four, you're gonna have to make some Elite Eights, you're gonna have to make deep runs. But I think it's a good move for him for multiple reasons, like I just said.
Yeah. D-Lob says, I feel like they're going to regret this if they don't win a ring in 5 years. They're going to make the money back, though. I don't know. I think they'll be
regretted. Regret it why, though? Like, yeah. It ain't like they fired their coach to get them. Their coach left.
That's true, too. Yeah. Matt Guidry says Arkansas got money. It's just hard to attract coaches there and players. It's brilliant by Cal. Oh, he said the fans, not the admin.
The fans not gonna regret it, bro. I feel like Kentucky fans might be the ones regretting it. Cause breaking news, On3 is reporting that Kentucky is in contract negotiations with current BYU head coach Mark Pope to be the next head coach at Kentucky. Mark Pope played on, I believe, the 1996 team at Kentucky, but he played at Kentucky. So,
yeah.
Further down the list, but they finally got a guy.
I was going to say, that's about as sexy as when Tubby Smith became head coach.
Yeah.
It's nobody. Nope. Now he did win, but that was kind of a, you know, I don't want to use the he won with Petrino guys. He won, but it never manifested any further than that. So
yeah. But I mean, if you look at it, they went after Hurley, struck out, went after Nate Oates, struck out, went after Scott Drew. And God called him to stay in Waco. We've heard that one before. I thought they was going to go after Billy Donovan, honestly. But the way the NBA season set up, they still playing. And they got the playing situation. So it'd probably be like 2 weeks before they could really talk to him. And with the NIL and... I mean, not, you know, with the transfer portal and all that kind of stuff, you need to coach the sooner the better to try to get the recruiting class together. So I kind of feel like Tyler on this one. That's a settle hire.
Yeah. Yeah. Danny said, saw a brilliant post. Will Kentucky become the new Indiana? Settle hire, in my opinion, too.
Well, so this is what I heard. I heard that Kentucky is willing to spend NIL, but Calipari had burned some bridges with some of the big donors, so they weren't necessarily giving him the money, but they'll give the next coach the money. So I think it all depends on how much resources the next coach has in terms of roster management and being able to build a roster. Because we're like, the report came out earlier this week that Kansas spent over $4 million this year on their roster. You know what I mean? So if you look at it, you're going to have to be competing with the likes of $4 or $5 million per roster. You know what I mean? So Arkansas definitely going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Can Kentucky do the same thing? And on top of that, can Mark Pope go get the type of guys that you need or that you would be willing to pay $5 million to? You know what I mean? Like, or is he going to go get a bunch of second-tier guys and try to do it that way? We'll see, but I just feel like there was better options out there for them, but they went with a Kentucky guy, so.
Yeah. I got a question. You mentioned about Baylor's coach, Drew, saying God called him back to Waco. Do coaches have a different God they talk to?
No, I'm not. I don't really know if he said God called him.
I know you probably. I mean, being facetious, but it's just because we keep seeing this. Like you said, we do keep seeing this. You know, God called me back to or call me to come coach at such and such. So,
nah, I was just, you know, and God called him to Waco.
I just called it. My bad, golly. hey, so I do want to ask this. You have to rebuild LSU's men's basketball team for the 24-25 class. What does that look like if you're in charge?
Well, it starts with what Matt McMahon has already done, and go get a great high school class with Givens and them boys, and then start off with getting a guy like Sears from UT Martin. Then I think I would go get another big. I know we got Carter too, which is a good Jordan Wright replacement in my opinion. Kind of that vet leader on the wing that can go get you a bucket when you need it. So I think we're a big or two away from being where we need to be. So if I was redoing this roster right now based off what Matt has already brought in, I would go get me two bigs. Pause.
Yeah. As funny as Zach said, it's what's good, Zach? Check him out at FCS Central with Sports Illustrated. He said it's hilarious that people thought Dan Hurley would leave UConn. Right. UConn is a better job than Kentucky right now. I agree.
Thanks.
I agree. We're back to the Yes. I don't even want to. I don't know what your requirement is, but they fit in all areas. Now, as far as building LSU, I'm with you. We need a big, and we need a point guard. In my opinion, when I say I want to clarify this. You need a rebounding big, somebody who's gonna get nasty in the paint.
Yeah,
I don't care if he can stretch the floor with a three, cool. But if you're not gonna get nasty down there in the paint and get some rebounds, it's not gonna help.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Danny is alluding to where I'm going next. And you now have player personnel for the women's team for 24-25. What does that look like?
I'm going to get a point guard since I've lost two in the transfer portal. I'm going to go get a shooter because this team lacked outside shooting a lot during this season. And I'm going to go get like an Angel Reese replacement in the sense of it don't have to be a starter, but just someone who could play that four position, spell Nisa Morrow at times. And that way you don't have to play big with Samaya at the four and Del Rosario at the five. So kind of like Danny said, a big and a point guard, but I'd add a shooter to that as well.
Okay. I'm saying the same thing you're saying, but I want to be detailed. I need a facilitating point guard who can also be an offensive threat.
Yeah.
So I need you to be able to, you know what I'm saying, make sure everybody else eat, but if that paint start getting clogged, you can step outside and you can hit a three. Enough to where they can't just leave you open and double team on the inside. But then that goes back to your point of having a shooter. So that I think that's fair. I like that.
I need like the guy we just got from UT Martin, Jordan Sears. He shot 43% from three last year. That's what I need the women to go pick up. Something like that.
And my I missed all that because you my internet. But yeah, trying to think. Oh, speaking of the commitment, we just got out of New Mexico. The young lady saw what she was upgraded to a 5-star today.
Yeah, she's a little nice little score facilitator guard. Play with a little chip on the shoulder, got a little trash talk to her. I like her game though. Feel like she gonna have to. I'm trying to choose my words carefully here. She's gonna have to be more selective with her shots at the next level.
Gotcha. Danny,
not gonna have a green light like that.
Yeah, Danny has a question. So ask TGBP. Has there been any players into the portal in women's basketball that intrigue you?
How much time we got?
Hey, it's your world.
I mean, obviously, I think everybody like from
Hidalgo
State. Hidalgo ain't in the portal, man.
Oh,
that's I don't know what's with all these women college basketball players and all these like clickbait posts or whatever. But she not in the portal. No. But Hagerman from Michigan State, I think everybody likes her and wants her to come. I'm cool with her. There's I'm trying to find the list of who I was actually in the portal so I can actually be
accurate.
Oregon State got like 12 players in the portal. It's ridiculous. Isn't there a guard? I don't know who Danny's talking about. I'm sorry. But Hagerman from Michigan State, everybody likes her. I like the girl from I like her as well. I like the girl from UAB though. I think her name Denim. I wasn't expecting to do this today. My bad.
Oh no, you good.
And then the girl from Oregon State, if we go with a more veteran point guard, I would be cool with her. Oregon State got a big who just entered Reagan Beers. I would love her, but I don't see her coming here. The girl from Arkansas, I can't pronounce her last name. She's a big. We got a teammate, so why not? But it's a few. Come back Sunday, I'll have their names. I'll be better prepared Sunday.
Gotcha. I will say this.
Oh, Lucy Olsen. Everybody want her.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about her, man.
What about, it's another girl from Notre Dame. Center that just entered?
Yeah. I don't think we got a shot.
Okay.
But I take her, but I don't really think we got a shot.
Yeah. But I do want to say this. Every young lady that has entered the portal.
Yeah, for real.
That is attractive. People have thrown it up and said, saying LSU should get her. LSU should get her. I don't know if y'all want LSU to have the prettiest team in college basketball or if y'all want them to have the winningest team, because all I'm seeing are y'all posting these girls like, oh, she look good. I'm like, she look good because of her play or because of this shot she took with her hair down that she's, well, anyway. It's just people, man. It's just... just something I noticed. But man, speaking of being noticed, man, I do want to give a big shout out to women's basketball as a whole. this season, they finally overtook the men's game with the most viewership in the national championship. They pretty much doubled what they did last year. Big shout out to them.
Crazy.
Speaking of that, man, have you seen the story about Iowa women's basketball and the amount of money that it generated for the university?
Yep. You got to give credit to Caitlin Clark. Say that three times fast. But she box office, man. You know what I mean? She drove ticket prices up through the roof. She packed out every stadium she was at. They sold out every home game. I mean, she generated all that money. What was it? $82.5 million for the city. You got to give credit to her for that, man. That's ticket sales, merchandise sales. That's, you know, people coming in town, spending the night in hotels and camping out the night before the game just so they can wait in line and all that kind of stuff, man. So, you know, credit to it. I mean, if you look at what the WNBA doing, they putting 40-something games of hers or 30-something games, 36 games of hers on national television this year. I mean, well, my bad. 36 games of the Indiana Fever, who have the number one pick, they're projected. So, I mean, and if you look at some of the ticket prices for whenever the Indiana Fever are going to Las Vegas, for example, or Phoenix or some of these places, ticket prices are already double, triple, quadruple what they normally are for other games. Then you look at the Aces, I've already said they're moving their game to a bigger arena that sits more people. I think Phoenix is doing the same thing for whenever they come. Phoenix is already marketing that game rookie and the GOAT. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Like, she box office, bro, and everybody's just trying to cash in on the cash cow right now.
Yeah. That was another Tyler asked about.
No.
Kelly from UNC.
No. No comment. Man. Not saying why, but no. No. I'll tell you off air, but no.
Danny says, give me the win. She could have hit every branch on the way down the ugly tree, but if she can play, I'm good. Danny, I agree. I completely agree. But unfortunately, you're not the target of that comment. I'll leave it at that.
I know who Danny talking about.
Okay.
She talking about the girl from Oregon State. She a forward, though. But hell yeah, I'll take her in a heartbeat. But that's like what I'm saying. Oregon State got her. They got Reagan Beers, who just entered. They got another point guard that entered. So, I mean, like, that's – I'm just saying, that's a lot. Sailor – Poffenbarger is the girl from Arkansas. Poffenbarger. And then you got Jersey.
That sounds like one of the houses in Hogwarts.
Yeah. There was supposed to be some big news today from the transfer portal, but nothing happened.
Yeah. Tyler says Kentucky's whole women's team is in the portal.
Yeah, because their coach gone.
Yeah, coach gone, and they got the new guy.
They got a chick who was at LSU once before who's in the portal. I know where she's rated, Tyler. Not to toot my own horn, but what did I tell y'all about Haley Van Lift? Just because they can play don't mean they are fit for LSU. Deja can hoop, but no, keep her away from my team, please.
Oh, man. Hey, speaking of that, boy, have you seen everybody tag every time they tag Coach Reedus?
I don't know why.
Hey. They tag Coach Reedus, and then not just they tag. Somebody said, if you don't get this girl, this is going to be you. And they had like a meme was like getting slapped. He's like, why are you going to say, so you going to swing on me? It's like, it's hilarious.
Oh, my bad. He talking about the Arkansas girl. Yeah, she is rated in the top 10. Sailor Poffenbarger is rated in the top 10. She's a double-double machine type player. That's why I would take her. But my bad. I thought you were talking about Deja Kelly. I don't want Deja Kelly.
All right, Ant. So, got another question for you. Diana Taurasi has made several comments, especially with her and Sue Bird were doing their show. She made a comment about Angel Reese when, you know, saying wave your career goodbye. Then she made the comment about Caitlin Clark, basically saying it won't be that easy and stuff. So let me ask you this. Is she just WWE in this thing, or is she, you know what I'm saying, is this good old-fashioned just trash talk, or is it just, is this hate?
All of the above. I think she's trying to build the rivalry a little bit with some of the incoming stars, kind of, you know what I mean, have some kind of headline, storyline for the WNBA. Because, like, the rookie versus the GOAT, like, that's already been marketed and been making big headlines and things like that. I think some of it was just tongue-in-cheek, like, way out of your career and all that. I think that was just kind of tongue-in-cheek. But I think some of it is hate, though, because...
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you look at it, Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark probably have a higher net worth than Diana Taurasi does. And that's with Diana Taurasi playing almost 20 years of professional basketball. With the NIL and the money these women have made off the NIL, that could be a very easily for her to get jealous. You know what I mean? Whenever you look at how much they've made compared to what she's made in her career. Not to say that she's broke or nothing, you know what I mean? But
you're right.
Especially at their age, they're in a different stratosphere than she was. So I think it's a little bit of all of the above. And then if you talk about the attention that they're getting and the amount of publicity that they're getting, the opportunities they're getting that she wasn't afforded, and she probably feels like she was a better player than them or she had more accolades than them, which is arguable. She was a multiple-time champion at UConn, multiple-time most outstanding player, things like that. So you could argue that she had a better career than Angel and Caitlin, she necessarily didn't get the attention, the publicity, recognition, whatever you want to talk about. So I feel it's a little all of the above, bro.
Yeah, Danny says, I feel like the Diana Taurasi trash talk is entertaining either way and makes me want to watch. So I think this is part of why. Part of the why, I guess. So,
well, nobody watching Phoenix games except for if Diana Taurasi trash talk people, because they not they don't have much over there to offer. I mean, they got hurt Brittany Griner. But they did just trade for Kalia Cooper, so maybe that'd be something this year.
Where is Skylar Diggins?
Smith, now. I think that's Seattle. She in Seattle. They got a team. See, they got her, Jewel Lloyd, Nneka Ogumike. Loaded. I can't wait for draft. Andrew Reese and Cardoso could be teammates.
What are you thinking?
Possibly Chicago.
Chicago, what they got? Two picks in the first?
Yeah, they got two picks at like 2 and 7, 2 and 8, something like that.
Oh wow. So who go first? Cardoza or Angel?
Cardoza.
Speaking of that, and I know we talked about
3 and 8. 3 and 8, my bad. Three and eight.
I know we talked about it a little bit. Have you seen Angel Reese working out, hitting them like the mid-range shots? I'm just saying, I never saw it at LSU. Well, we saw some of it at LSU, but she looked so when she was at LSU shooting in games. I mentioned it before. I never knew Angel Reese was left-handed until she shot a shot or two. You know what I'm saying, this year. Even with that said, though, she looks comfortable now. She didn't necessarily look comfortable in the game during the games. Don't do it.
I feel like she wanted to shoot more in college.
Danny comment was very short, though.
It was. I feel like she wanted to shoot more in college. But for whatever reason, she didn't. Maybe she just felt like she could score it easily enough by on the block that she didn't necessarily need to. Maybe she was encouraged by her teammates to just go down low and just, you know, we'll feed you down there. Maybe it was coaching. Maybe they said, hey, you know, we don't want you shooting jump shots. We want you on the block. I don't know what it was. I got a theory. I'm not going to say it, but I got a theory.
I think that
this clip just proves that she had the ability to, although it is practice and ain't nobody guarding her, ain't no defense in her face, and all, you know, all that kind of stuff. But, like, her jump shot ain't broke. I mean, she was good enough free throw shooter that we knew that. So I don't know what it is, the reason why she didn't shoot him more, but I mean, this bodes well for her at the next level if she's able to shoot that.
Yeah. I was about to say something. I will say this. I thought her bag was, you know, saying it was a coach bag. It was nice, elegant, once thought to be top notch. That girl got a Birkin.
I ain't gonna go that far.
Wait, she was pulling some things out. I was like, I didn't think you had that in you. You know what I'm saying? I get it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like Dan said, it's a clip, it's short, but I was like, okay. All right. Danny asks a question. At what point are we allowed to question some of the coaching decisions, schemes, etc., and willingness to adjust to the current game? No one attack me, please. Danny, I'm not going to attack you, but I will say this. I made a statement in Spaces recently, and I'm really starting to wonder, what is the difference? I mean, I give it. Kim has rings and she's got, you know, saying some credibility to it. But from what we've seen the last 2 years, at least at LSU, and I think maybe a few at Baylor, what is the difference in her and Will Wade as far as getting talent and calling plays and stuff? You know what I'm saying? What's the difference? Because they seem both polarizing figures, both very charismatic. People going to come out and support.
The difference is one of them got past the second round of the
That's true. That's fair. Yeah. But I'm just saying, maybe he ain't – maybe Will Wade just ain't at that point. I mean, I'm not saying Kim's not an X and O type person, because I have seen her game plan. The game plan she had against South Carolina in the regular season, phenomenal. Initially,
she got out cold in the second half.
In the beginning, like I said, in the beginning.
Okay, I got you.
Phenomenal.
I thought you were just saying the initial meeting. My bad, but
No. In the initial, the beginning of the game. Okay, phenomenal. Yeah. Same thing with the game plan. There was somebody else they game plan against, and it was like, oh, okay, it was good. But after that, then it's like, yeah.
I've been questioning her the coaching decisions all year, but not all of them, but a lot of them. And then I just get met with the Kim Mulkey knows more basketball than you, and she's a national championship head coach, so she knows what she's doing. So apparently you can't question her because she's won a chip before. But yeah. I mean,
I think she's. Now, Danny, you talk about people killing you. Here go one. Kim Mulkey, in my opinion, is entering a Les Miles era in coaching. She knows what she's doing. She knows the game, but she's getting kind of stubborn and unwilling to make those changes. On some stuff, I'll say this. We talked about Calipari. People have questioned Calipari. He's only got one championship, but it's something that I see a similarity in coaches like Calipari, Roy Williams, and Coach K. They didn't necessarily have the same type players in a system, but they adjusted to those players and made changes.
Yeah.
Kim Mulkey has a fit. She has a type. And she gets you in her system and goes from there. Bill Belichick gets you in the system and goes from there.
She's Bobby Knight.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Still a legend. I'm not saying she don't know the game or nothing like that. All I'm saying is that she has a type and you're going to fit her type versus, I see you got the skill set. Let me, you know what I'm saying? Let's build around that skill set. That's all I'm saying.
And then take that and then look at Andrew Reese in that video. That's all I'm going to say. But I want to know this. Why is everybody want Redis to be the guy after Kim leaves?
I think it's just because he's so cool.
That man has this much head coaching experience.
I know.
So we're going to give the reins to somebody who ain't never coached before just because he's cool?
He's charismatic. I don't know. I and I'm with you. I understand. I agree.
Give me somebody that's been a head coach. I'll take Tamika Reed before I take Reedus.
Oh my God. Don't Tamika Reed it. Boy. Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Yeah.
Fair point.
Yeah, Danny says, I think Reedus is just a fan favorite like Will Wade. Those that fight loudest for Will Wade cannot defend it statistically. So, yep. I had something else. We're moving on. Talk a little football back again. This is this is more of the wrap-up, but UFL, and actually, I can say
I know watched one game. I watched one game. That was the one. Now this, Deion Kane.
So this is actually it's not really about the games per se, but you know, YouTube star,
destroying.
Yeah, he went and he kicked off. He went to make a tackle. He got up kind of gingerly. He walked off the field and stuff. Looks like he's gonna be out for the rest of the season. He has some fractures in his neck.
Sad, man. He was making a name for himself as a kicker of all things in a sport or in a game that didn't have extra points. So he was really making a name for himself just from kicking off.
No, he was a.
I know. He had his YouTube thing before that. You know what I mean? But what I'm saying in the UFL, he was making like he was becoming a star in the UFL.
Yeah,
but all he did was kickoffs. That like they don't have.
He kicked field. He was going to kick a field goal.
That's right.
So ironically, he was getting ready to kick a field goal. I think they tried to ice the kicker. And he missed the field goal. They came back out, lied on field and field goal, and then changed. And Brad Wing threw a 50-some yard touchdown.
Oh, that's dope.
Brad Wing.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
But I do hate to see him hurt, though, you know, because like you said, he was making, you know, it's giving a lot of people another chance, considering, you know, he literally gave up football because he was able to make money with his YouTube money that he was not going to make in the NFL.
Yep.
So,
and back in the day, he would have made a killing off NIL, but you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I say this for last. No particular reason other than it's just I ain't want to lead with it. Orenthal James Simpson, affectionately known as OJ, the Juice, passed away today. The family announced he had been battling cancer, and he passed away at the age of 76. I'm going to tell you, man, it's funny because I call Rev. Rev actually got on me. He said, you ain't called me and tell me about Kyler Parr. Y'all supposed to be the sports people. You and Ann ain't say nothing to me. So I called him and said, I just want to let you know, OJ passed. He said, yeah, he said, you ain't seen him play. He said, but I'm going to tell you, OJ was the man. He said, the juice is loose. And he was like going down. He's like, he was a player. I said, more than one way. I heard. He said, yeah. He said, but he was a player. Said that Howard Cosell, legendary, you know what I'm saying, sports commentator, sports announcer, used to say, Miami has the oranges, but Buffalo has the juice. So,
2,000 yard rushing in a 14 game season will never be done again. Heisman Trophy winner. Obviously, you mentioned his time with the Buffalo Bills, legendary. Man, dude was a great football player. Transitioning the movies, the acting after that.
That's where I met. You know where I met OJ Simpson?
Naked Gun.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, he was obviously not going to get into it, but he was obviously controversial for for his fair share of mishaps or mistakes or whatever you want to call them. But when you talk about just him as the football player, though, legendary, man. You probably will never see nothing else like him again. We didn't even talk about probably the greatest commercial we've ever seen an athlete be in when he running through the airport for Hurts, jumping over luggage and all that kind of stuff, man. You know what I mean? So that was a groundbreaking at the time for athlete to have that kind of deal and that kind of partnership with a company like that. So he was before his time in more than one way, man.
Yeah. I understand the controversy with OJ Simpson.
Yeah.
I don't want to sit here and act like he's this legendary hero or anything like that. Yeah, but nah. I do want to say OJ Simpson is the living embodiment of the statement. You live long enough,
die
the hero or live long enough to become the villain. Yeah. He's the living embodiment of that. I've got a conspiracy theory. I ain't gonna necessarily do it here, but nope. I got a conspiracy theory.
We're not doing that. Let me ask you this though.
Yeah.
Now that OJ is gone,
mm-hmm.
who is the most controversial athlete alive?
Shannon Sharp. No, I'm just playing. Oof, that's a good one. Most controversial athlete alive. Man. Barry Bonds.
Interesting.
I was actually leaning Jose Canseco, but Barry Bonds. He said alive, Danny. He said alive. Woo.
I was gonna go with Floyd Mayweather.
Ooh, that's a good one. Paulson said Brett Favre or Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown is the most hilarious
Tyler
right
said,
now with them, like some of the posts. Yeah, Pete Rose is a good one. The only reason I say Barry Bonds is because he's never tested positive, but they, you know what I'm saying, they say he's, you know what I'm saying, he was a steroid user and stuff.
I feel like he's like, that's fair, and I understand why you said it, but I feel like more people like him than don't like him.
That's true too.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like if you asked people about OJ, you could have 10 people and it was gonna be 50-50. You know what I mean? Like, if you ask people about LeBron or Mayweather or somebody, like, I feel like more people like Barry Bonds than like Mayweather or like LeBron or like even some of the people they said, like Antonio Brown, Pete Rose. You know, well, I feel Pete Rose kind of like in that Barry Bonds one. He got a lot of people that like him.
Yeah.
I got one for you.
Go ahead.
Draymond Green.
Go ahead. That's a really good one. That's a really good one. You know what's funny about that? Pat Beverly could possibly be on that list, but Pat Beverly is just annoying, but he's loving. That man was on TV talking about my mom in the cry. Hey, mom, I love you. You know, stuff like that. So
he ain't relevant enough. Like Draymond Lee's been a part of like a dynasty. You know what I mean? Like he's like the Dennis Rodman of the Warriors. You know what I mean? Like he tried to kick
what you call it too, Grant Johnson. Man, so all right. Because I gotta say this, because Caitlyn Jenner, she made a post about OJ and said, "Good riddance, # OJ Simpson," and I thought that was foul because she had a balls to say that to his face when he was alive. I- All I'm saying is, man up and say that to his. All right, I'm just playing. Listen, y'all don't come after me. I'm sorry to the community.
You going there?
Hey, Caitlin, cut it out.
OJ gonna leave the door open for you.
nah, he ain't gonna. Him and Aaron Hernandez in there chilling.
It was like I know that ain't who I think it is.
Oh man, so it's funny because I what troubled me about I knew it was coming, you know, some of the stuff about with OJ, you know, it was now see, you know, I knew it was coming. You knew it was coming. You sent me a message and said, "Oh boy, here it come," and I was like, "Okay." It was some of the celebrities who spoke out, who made the comments that, because it was Caitlyn Jenner,
and like then the murderer herself,
right. We know you did it. It ain't no question there. We know you did it. And then Jose Canseco.
What did he say?
He said, "What an effing idiot." I listen, can't make it up. I left it alone. I left it alone. So, but I just, like I said, and so I talked to my wife when I was talking to her earlier. And I was like, yeah, we're going to talk about, you know, saying OJ. She said, please, whatever you do, do not talk about the trial. She said, people have talked about that all day. She said, and it feels like, it really feels like they're talking ill on the dead and not, you know, saying, she's like, I understand the controversy and everything. But her comment was like, at the end of the day, you know, saying he wasn't always the trial. He wasn't the trial. He was a person before that. He was also a father and, you know, saying a brother, son, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So there are still people out there that have so much love for him for the good things he did. So I will say that. Before we get ready to get up out of here, man, open up the phone lines for a minute. I don't know if y'all, you know what I'm saying, we ain't going to talk. We're not going to talk. The trial and all that stuff. So, don't get us banned on Facebook. And Twitter and all that stuff. So, but if y'all got anything y'all want to call up, holler at us. Yeah. Man, you got anything else before we get ready to get up out of here?
Nah, that's all I got.
Yeah. Quick update. You want to talk about the NBA playoffs real quick? You know what I'm saying? We're coming down to the last few days or a few games. I think the Pel's on right now, putting on a masterpiece. Yeah, putting on a masterpiece. Prediction was Pel's versus Lakers in the play-in.
Nah, like 7-8 games. We're finna be out the play-in, hopefully. We gotta win, though. We gotta be we a half game out ahead of Phoenix right now. We in the sixth spot. So we just gotta hold on. We gotta win this one tonight. And Phoenix and Sacramento gotta play again too. They play tomorrow night, so.
But hey, they so funny. Danny said, "Lots of talking ill of the dead when my Twitter was taken over from Diddy Done It to OJ drama," and then Tyler said, "Also OJ may have been one of the Kardashians' dad."
Leave Chloe out of this. She's mourning right now.
Hey, I will say this. We got a call in. Here we go. Hey, thank you for calling the Golden Boot. It's Pooh Bear. Who is this? What's up, Chuck? How you doing tonight, man? Hold on, Ant, can you hear him? Hold on, Ant, can you hear him? Hold on, let me hold on. Give me a second, Chuck. Let me get this set up. Chuck, go ahead.
Hello, can you all hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
he can hear you. You may not be able to hear him, at least not through the phone. But yeah, we got you, Chuck.
Oh yes, I was calling you all. I know it's been a big talk about Calipari going to Arkansas after being at Kentucky. Yeah, I think he's getting whatever he can get now, because let's face it, think about the I was putting the comments, think about the age of Coach Calipari. He's in his 60s now. He better get all he can, because he'd be set for retirement, because that's what I say. He's now getting there at Arkansas. And he say he's racial relationship with the Tyson family, and now it's just it must be the money. And like I said, and also looking at, here he's still coaching in the age of, you know, he had he's the transfer portal and NIL. And I was thinking about coaches that are, you know, that retired. I was thinking about the other day while you were talking. One of them, she retired. She's now retiring. It was Tuesday, Tara Vanderveer at Stanford.
Right.
Yeah. I had a feeling that, you know, because she had made some comments about it. She was opposed to NIL, but I'm like, hey, it is what it is. As I said, I think about Nick Saban retiring, and then like I said, she's retired. I had told someone, I said, that when they started making comments like that, I don't see them. I see them retiring one day, and Ariyama made some comments about it. And like I said, these people, I'm not trying to use the age thing, but I think about it, she's 70 and Gina Ariyama is 70 as well. Just think about where they are now in the coaching profession, and the thing about it, things have changed. That's why Dawn Staley is having success now. She's in that age, and you see how much those players can relate to her.
Yeah. Thank you, Chuck. Definitely agree.
All right.
Age does have a play a part in it. These coaches have to be able to adjust to the new times and stuff. Well, I say the new era of playing within the NIL. When you've got players making money as well, you're giving the players a little bit of weaponry as well. I ain't gonna necessarily say you can't. That tough love is different now. A lot of players can, you know, and even more so than NIL, that transfer portal and the way it works as far as or the allowance to be able to transfer multiple times, players have a lot more privilege to do what they want. I think that's bigger than NIL. NIL just kind of, you know, saying. Maybe, you know, saying player may get the big head and stuff, but the transfer portal to allow them to leave and not have to face any consequences, that's the biggest. Ant, go ahead.
Transfer portal is the devil today.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Everybody thinks NIL is.
I was just listening to what you were saying.
Okay. No, Ant was. Oh, well, you may not be able to hear Ant, Chuck.
No, I'm done. That's all I was going to say.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Ant just said the transfer portal is the devil that everybody thinks NIL is. But appreciation for calling, Chuck. Definitely look forward to talking to you again, my man.
All right, you all take care and have a nice night. I'm here watching the Pelicans and Kings as well.
All right. Yeah, we'll keep an eye on that one as well. Appreciate you, Chuck.
All right, you all take care.
All right. And Danny got a question. She said she didn't want to get us in trouble. He ain't going to get me in trouble because I'm ready for this one. She said, don't want to get y'all in trouble or rock the boat, but I have a question about someone just stumbled across this last college football year. Who is Jason Whitlock, and where did he come from? Wherever he came from, Danny, I can guarantee you he rolled. He rolled from up under it or somewhere around it. Jason Whitlock is he's the fat black version of Don Imus and Rush Limbaugh. He likes to spout filth about main. I'm be honest with you. A lot of the main criticism I've ever heard him had has always been against either black athletes, black coaches, or black figures. He wants. I forgot what he did, but if I'm not mistaken, he insulted Kobe after he had passed or talked about Kobe after Kobe had passed. He's talked about LeBron several times. He is the fat version of Emmanuel Acho. I could be wrong. And I mean, you necessarily got, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, you don't necessarily disagree. He's a clickbait artist. He's been on ESPN, Fox Sports. He was with OutKick for a little while. He's been fired by everybody he's worked for pretty much. But yeah, he's just a clickbait artist who says crazy things to get a rise out of people and does a great job at it.
Danny, if you really want to know about him, like, go check out Stephen A. Smith did a rant about Jason Whitlock. He unleashed and let a lot of stuff fly about who Jason Whitlock is as far as a person. And I tell you what, Stephen A. Smith talked about this man for like 30 minutes to an hour. Just, I mean, call him every kind of fat and B word. The irony of it, usually when you talk about somebody like that, sometimes somebody come back and be like, man, that's not the experience I had. Or, you know what I'm saying? I don't know the person you talking about. Nobody, I repeat, nobody came out and defended Jason Whitlock. There was nobody who came out and said, that's not the guy I know, or hey, that's not completely accurate or anything like that. Nobody. But there were several people that actually said what Stephen A. Smith said was accurate. So that should tell you a lot, though. Yes, he said, Tyler said, you mean loud and wrong, Stephen A.? Yes, that's Stephen A. Stephen A. is a lot of things. This was when he went off. I had never seen Stephen A. like snap like he snapped. Like, yeah. So that was a good one. My bad. And I was trying to check. So I thought we had some breaking news. Some more breaking news. I think that's about it. In a way, he tries to bring politics. Danny said, I was trying to figure out if he was political, the Blaze, no comment, or a sports guy. He brings both. Yeah, he a lot of times he will bring politics into sports. He actually made this a comment. I just heard it today about Dawn Staley. Said that Dawn Staley is her Christian views are mistaken. I forgot what he said, but basically that she said she's misguided because she doesn't have a man over her. it was just, it was terrible. And he started like saying Bible scriptures and stuff. And yeah. Yeah. But that's it, man. If nothing else, man, let's go ahead and get up out of here. We'll be back. Look like Sunday. It might be time to start getting ready to talk about this. Talk about the draft.
About that time. So
it's about that time, man. All right. Hold on. Let me play my theme music. Give me my theme music. All right. We'll be back next week.
Next week.
Appreciate tuning in. This show was presented by BetOnline.ag. Don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe on Twitter at Golden Boot. On Instagram at Golden Boot. On YouTube at The Golden Boot Pod. On Facebook at The Golden Boot Pod.
Golden Boot!
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.